quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the Enseada Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of these lands. My name is Leslie, and it's just going to be a stream of consciousness episode of the show today. There are topics on my mind that I just, like, I'm not ready to go too deep into, but, like, yeah, I just thought, like, why not take a few minutes to, like, chat about it, talk about it. These, like, very to be quite frank, nothing not important topics of discussion, and then to also, like, play some music, because that's what we do here on Typically Tuesdays. And on the music playlist today, we've got, like, a lot of indie music. Like, I guess, like, that's the only thing I can really say about that. It's, like, indie, there's a little bit of alt, I guess. There's some, like, metal? Punk? I'm not sure. But we're gonna listen to some of that very soon, as in right now. Here is Queen of Jeans off of their latest album, All Again. This is Books in Bed. Enjoy.
All the boxes piled up on the floor, carry what we'll leave unsaid.
Oh,
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Half Empty by Weak Knees off of their EP. Dude, you crying? I just started listening to that EP a few weeks ago, even though it was released quite early this year, I think in February, and I just really, really enjoyed it. Go check that out if you have not already. That's Dude You Crying by Weak Knees, a local band here in Vancouver. Today for the program, we're just doing kind of this like stream of consciousness, I'm gonna turn off my brain type episode. You know, it's good to kind of sometimes turn off your brain and not think of things. And I hope you get that chance to do that right now as you're listening to the program. I have some topics of discussion that are that don't require a lot of thought. I think they just like are just floating in my head, and these are thoughts that have been floating in my head for some time, and I just want to air them out. And they're not really, you know, even though they've been simmering in there, they're not exactly the most thoughtful of ideas and feelings and opinions, so take that as you will. Today's episode is just going to be one about turning off your brain. Even as we speak right now, I'm not even really thinking about radio. I am drawing right now for fun. Enjoy the content of this episode. I have three topics that I kind of want to try to cover today. We'll see if we can cover all of them. The first one is about Interview with the Vampire. Season 2 came out earlier this year in spring. And if you've listened to Typically Tuesdays before, you know that I am super into Interview with the Vampire. I really love certain like gothic horror stories. I really like that they're like about monsters and really often touching on themes of like grief and pain and suffering and life and those things without having to be like super like, oh my god, like, you know, jump scare and super duper duper gory. Obviously, if you've watched Interview with the Vampire before, you know that that's not always the case. Often there are jump scares, and it is, after all, about vampires. So people's heads are flying off of their bodies and their blood is spewing all over the place sometimes on this show. Thank god I'm not on TikTok, where I would not even be able to say that. It would probably end up getting censored. But yeah, Interview with the Vampire season 2 came out in spring. Watched it. Really, really freaking liked it. And I just couldn't get enough of it, right? Like, I would wait in anticipation every week for the next episode. And so what I would end up doing was I would watch, like, the behind-the-scenes videos online as I waited for the next episode of the show to come out. And what I noticed in the comments sections, somewhat threw me off. It turns out that a lot of people who are into Interview with the Vampire, they are really keen on the actors, as in, you know, they're leaving like these like really lovely, usually really lovely comments in the videos, talking about like, oh, how like Jacob Anderson is so brilliant, and oh, how Sam Reed is so brilliant, etc., which is really great. But then some people like start to like turn it into something else, and they're like talking about the actors as though they're like super familiar with them. Like, obviously the parasocial relationship has been built, And then you, like, also, like, not that I wanted to, again, let me make this very clear. I did not want to get into this aspect of the fandoms. But when you've watched enough, like, behind-the-scenes videos, pretty soon the algorithm, for some reason, they think that, it thinks that, you know, you're, like, this person without any other likes in the world, and it will start showing you the Interview with the Vampire, like, fan-made music videos, which is not a bad thing, but then you will also get the fan-made music videos between the cast members, and oh boy, that part is, like, that part is something else, because you know what it reminds me of, you know, when I was a young person on the internet, and this would have been just a little bit more than 10 years ago, but there was this phenomenon on Tumblr.com called Super Hoolock, and people who were really into Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock would make these, like, they had, like, these, like, just really intense fandoms, and they would, the people in these fandoms would, like, hope, I guess, for their cast members to, like, walk in on each other's lives, and there would be, like, crossovers and things like that, and there was, like, a lot of, like, really interesting, like, fan fiction and fan comics and animations and things like that. Which was only, you know, the tip of the iceberg. I was just, like, reminded of how intense these fandoms were as I was being made to see that there were people who, like, made fan-made music videos of Jacob Anderson and Sam Reed. They even have, like, a ship name. These two actors from Interview with the Vampire, and it made me a little bit like, oh, all right, history is a flat circle. It is no other shape other than a flat circle. And, you know, it made me feel very wary about what could potentially happen next season on Interview with the Vampire. The next season has already been announced. It's going to be made, and it will be the adaptation of the second book in the Vampire Chronicles by Anne Rice, which is called The Vampire Lestat, and that is supposed to be kind of like Lestat's own biography of his life. Lestat, it would be Lestat's autobiography, captured on camera in his own little interview, and he's supposed to be like this, like, glam rock star and stuff like that. Previews for that have already come out, and oh god, the comments on those videos. I guess, you know, like, it was bound to happen. Again, history is a flat circle. I can't do anything about the way that potentially some people will be really, really, like, intense about the show and its cast. The only thing that I can really be thankful for is that, number one, it is canonical and confirmed early on, super early on, as in within the hour of the first season of the series, that the show is going to be queer. So nobody has to go to super hell for that. Nobody has to wait out 14 seasons to be sent to super hell for confessing their love to Dean Winchester. And also, the other thing that I guess that I can be grateful for is, listen, are you watching Interview with the Vampire as well? And have you ever read the novels or watch the first movie, let me know. Tell me on my Instagram at Typically Tuesdays. And what do you think about the fandom? I guess the other thing that I can be grateful for is that, like, currently, as it stands, I have a healthier relationship to social media, and I will not be subjected to the drama of the fandoms. I'm just gonna enjoy this by myself, and that's it. Here is more music. A seamless segue. This is by Teke Teke, and it's called Onaji Heya. Enjoy!
This is Bird Note. A large, tawny woodpecker undulates in flight, flashing golden underwings as it lands atop a tall cactus. The bird is a gilded flicker, and the cactus is a saguaro, the tall cactus with upswept arms emblematic of the Arizona desert. In this arid landscape, where cacti thrive but trees are scarce, woodpeckers rely on the saguaro for nesting. The gilded flicker and the Gila woodpecker, species adapted to desert life, carve out nest cavities in living saguaros. Tall old saguaros may be pocked with 20 or more nest holes, bearing witness to decades of woodpecker families. The woodpeckers excavate a new nest every year, leaving the old, now empty cavities behind. But they don't stay empty for long. Elf owls, ferruginous pygmy owls, purple martins, and brown-crested flycatchers all find the slightly used woodpecker cavities superb nest sites, protected by a spiny exterior. These majestic cacti are now protected by law in much of the Southwest, so that desert habitats and wildlife will not be deprived of an essential and iconic natural resource. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Creusant tout.